For decades now, the city of Tucson has carried out various plans to bring life to our historic downtown. Some have been more successful than others. While a close look at downtown today reveals there is definitely some progress, there are those who question the direction it's taking. Kimberly Kraft will tell us more.
Everywhere downtown, you experience the sights and sounds of industry, as if the crane has become the official state bird. On Congress Street, the heart of downtown, recent changes bring us a new marquee at the screening room, a new steakhouse and nightclub, and rehabilitated space for retail and residential units. The rails are installed to bring the streetcar from the University of Arizona and link to the west of Interstate 10. More changes will come in March of 2010, when Kwang Si-an begins a renovation of the 200 block. A longtime restaurateur, he plans to open a 15,000-square-foot restaurant and bar that will include indoor, outdoor, and rooftop dining.
I've been in restaurant business a long time. I've got a decent reputation, and I feel comfortable to go up to and part of it, you know, Tucson downtown develop. I really think strongly believe that, and, you know, city helping I really think it's going to be happen that place.
By September, the enterprise, named On Congress, will offer American and Asian food from 11 a.m. until midnight, a late-night service On claims doesn't exist downtown at present. He discounts grumbling from current tenants who will be displaced and refuses to be demonized by those renters who carry a month-to-month lease.
That's a private property and private money.
Dinnerware Gallery director David Aguirre received his eviction notice in November of 2009 and moved out of the building shortly thereafter. In his 22 years active in Tucson's art scene, his gallery has held numerous addresses along Congress. And while not bitter about the move, he laments the fact that the arts have disappeared from the city center.
We made a nice little thing there for a number of years. We have art galleries, a little cafe, a clothing shop, and so forth, beauticians. It's a very nice little scene there, kind of the last of the arts district on Congress Street. Now, me being a person who lands on his feet, I'm going to go focus my energies somewhere else then. If I'm not wanted on Congress Street, that's fine.
Aguirre has set up temporary headquarters at the Citizens Warehouse, a solid cast-in-place concrete structure on 6th Street that will eventually house galleries and artist studios. By summer, Aguirre will move his operation to One Tool and envisions the warehouse district as a hub for Tucson culture.
There are several other warehouses that are going to change hands over the next 6 months. And we're looking, actually this is one of my tasks, I feel, is to look for the right partnerships to own those warehouses so that we have permanent arts and mixed uses in those warehouses.
Meanwhile, Patrick Forsyth contemplates his future on Congress. As the owner of the Grill for the last 10 years, his fortunes have been up and down. He's waiting for the numbers to tell him if he should renew his lease on the building or pack it in.
If the numbers continue to improve, we'll stick it out. This last 6 months were kind of the... we had to make a decision, and if the numbers didn't come up, if they didn't improve over last year, then we were either going to close it, sell it, weren't sure. There was no reason to invest any more money in it, which is what we've done basically since 2003.
Forsyth says that when he set up operations, he found mostly empty storefronts along Congress, and while he welcomes more business and options for customers, he also worries that the climate will shift to become more like the city up the road.
What I saw happen in Phoenix is what I definitely don't want to happen here, which is everything became a Hooters, or they were all big names. They got rid of every local. I mean, it wasn't even that it was just bars. They got rid of all the local bars, the places that were kind of neat, and the local restaurants. And it's an outdoor mall. What's the flipping point?
Likewise, Aguirre sees the downtown at a crossroads. With the last of the galleries moving out, he questions what the downtown will become in the future.
So my question for the community would be, is this what we want? And do we really need and want so many choices in bars, in the bar scene? Now, I know there's good tax money, and the city certainly needs tax revenue, but is it where we want to go?
On, who sometimes appears bigger than life, looks at the city center philosophically. Though he has never seen one of his adventures fail, he's ready to take what life dishes out. and has the confidence to turn whatever comes into success.
Life is just unfair, you know, everybody, you know. That's the way, you know, whatever people think in deep, and, you know, but I don't think in my life is everything just, you know, flowers, you know, sometimes sours and sometimes, you know, that's the life. That's why you have to deal with, you know, good and bad.
Renaissance means rebirth and historically triggered a resurgence of learning. As Tucson City Center evolves, we will see how our modern history unfolds. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Kimberly Kraft.